coffee makes you irritable, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner. A noisy streetcar or truck passing by may not only make you jump, but it certainly doesn't help your disposition. And that's especially true if you're a victim of coffee nerves, if you're so jittery that even slight noises irritate you. And suffering from coffee nerves is no fun. And mind you, while many people can drink coffee and not be affected by it, you may be a perfect example of the many others who cannot. Well, if you are, if you think you shouldn't drink coffee, switch to Postum. For there's no caffeine or any other stimulant in Postum that could possibly make you nervous. Enjoy Postum's cheering, full-bodied flavor, a distinctive flavor that millions of families enjoy. So if coffee is setting your nerves on edge, drink Postum instead. And after 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a fair trial, see if your nerves aren't steadier. See if you aren't glad you switched to Postum. And friends, before taking you to Pine Ridge, we want to tell you to be sure and listen later on for an important announcement about a special offer that will be made only tonight. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, you know the married men of Pine Ridge have organized a men's protective association to defend them against the unreasonable demands their wives make of them. The other night, Abner tested the strength of the new club by telling his wife, Elizabeth, that he is master of their house. As we look in on the little community today, Abner is now living alone in one of his and Lum's tourist cabins. We find him over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the association with Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
You better go over there and patch it up with it before it's too late.
You mean... Oh, I couldn't, Lum. I wouldn't go over there by myself for love nor money. No, sir, I just couldn't do it, Lum.
Well, what about this Men's Protective Association? I thought they were supposed to protect the members.
Well, Elizabeth ain't signed up for it.
Have you tried to get her to sign it?
Oh, no, I won't take it over there, and I can't get nobody else to.
Well, you got to go home sometime, Abner. You can't stay over there at that tourist camp for the rest of your life.
Well, I can stay over there till she gets over her mad spell.
Swan to goodness.
Well, it's your fault. You and Grandpap were the one that put me up to assassin her.
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Don't try to lay that on to me. You and Grandpap were sitting here talking about joining this protection association, and she said you couldn't go to the meeting that night, and I just said that was a good chance to try it out.
Yeah, but who was it put me up to saying that I was a master of my house and that I was going to the meeting anyway and her and nobody else couldn't stop me? Now, that's where I made my mistake.
Well, that's one of the rules, ain't it? Every man that joins declares that he's the master of his house and he can go and come when he pleases.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I tell you, Lum, Elizabeth ain't signed it yet, though.
No, and I told you, you wouldn't get the women around here to sign no such foolishness as that, no way. All them rules you made up.
Well, some of them's done signed up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who, for instance?
Well, Sheila Weehunt's woman, and Squire Skimp's wife, Edry C. Strong, Luke Spears.
Well, which one of them signs, a man or the woman, a husband or the wife?
They both do. The man can't join a protective association unless his wife signs up, agreeing to go by the rules.
And if she does, then what?
Well, I don't know. That's as far into it as I've got. See, me and Grandpap was a committee to get up the rules, but I never went to the meeting the other night.
Well, whereabouts did you go? You never went home.
Well, I decided I better stay and care her after doing all that talking to Elizabeth.
Right, there comes Squire Skimp up out there now.
Oh.
You say he got his wife to sign up?
Yeah, that's what he said yesterday. She was the first to sign. That's the reason they elected Squire president.
Squire Skimp's the president?
Yeah. Only they don't call it president, a defender or something like that.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Come in, Mr. Defender.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen. How are you today, Brother Abner?
Brother?
I'm referring to the Brotherhood of our Men's Protective Association.
Oh, well, I don't know where I'm a brother or not, Squire. Elizabeth ain't signed up yet.
Well, now, you want to attend to that right away, Abner. This organization of ours is going to spread like wildfire, men. We're already thinking of organizing chapters all over the country.
Working out all right, Eddie Squire.
Why, the greatest blessing that's come to the men of this country since the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Lump. In fact, that's just about what this amounts to. Man's independence enables man to cast off the yoke of oppression, to lift his head that's been bowed all these years under the weight of unreasonable demands of womanhood.
It sounded like a speech you're giving out with there, Squire.
Well, to be frank, it is a little excerpt from a discourse I had with the boys the other night. It's a subject that I could discuss all day. Why, if this deplorable condition we men have allowed ourselves to become subjected to were to continue, in a few generations, the male of our species would have become weaker and weaker and finally extinct because of the domination of woman.
Doggy Squire, you can sure use them big words.
Yeah, go ahead, Squire. This is interesting.
Well, I have nothing more to say, Long. I'm inspired in what we're trying to do. Not from any selfish motives, but for the protection of all mankind. Lest we awaken too late to find that our locks have been shorn, as Samson's were shorn by that female tonsorial artist, Delilah, of long ago. My contention is that we've been taking trimmings ever since.
Yeah, that's right.
But alas, the day has arisen where we can be freed from the bonds of marital slavery, the Men's Protective Association. Not one of us had the courage to free those bonds alone. But as one of our patriots once said, in union there is strength. United we stand, divided we fall.
Granny Squire, you have me in a notion of joining that thing, and I ain't even married.
Well, I wish I could join.
Yeah, you need something like that, Abner.
Well, now, there's no reason why you can't, Abner.
Well, law me, Squire, I never could get Elizabeth to sign that thing.
He's afraid to suggest it to her, Squire. In fact, he's even afraid to go home.
What's that? Afraid to go home?
Been downtown here for 2 days now, living over there at the tourist camp.
Well, now, that's where the organization can help you, Abner. Now, if you really want to be affiliated with the organization, we'll help you. We need you. We need every married man in this town. We have enough members now that we can march over to your house in a body and demand that Mrs. Peabody give you your freedom, your constitutional rights, the thing that our illustrious forefathers fought and died for. Man's freedom of mind and speech.
March over there in a body.
Yes, we'll have a torchlight parade tonight. That's what we'll do. March over to your house. Call Mrs. Peabody out on the porch. Read her the rules of our organization and demand that she abide by them.
Well, that sure would be fine if you fellas will do that for me, Squire. I'd sure appreciate it. I'd just love to see her when they lay the law down to her.
Yeah, I would too. There's going to be a cyclone over there, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Doggett, I'm a good mind to climb that big tree out there in the yard and watch it.
See nothing? Why, you're going to be right there with us, Abner. You'll head the parade.
No. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I better stay out of this, Squire. No, you fellas go on over there, and I'll stay down there at the tourist camp or someplace, and then you can come back and tell me what she said.
No, now, wait a minute, Abner. You'll have to be with her.
Yeah, you ought to go over there with her, Abner. I think you ought to go along with her.
Now, you just stay out of this, Lom. I'll handle it.
Well, now, Abner, now, don't worry. She can't do anything to you with all of us behind you.
Well, doggy. How far out in front do I have to stand, Squire?
Oh, just a few feet, Abner. You make the demands, read the rules to her, and then we'll all be there to back you up.
Well, you better tell them fellas behind me then to spread out and make a pass through there. So she starts off of that porch after me. I don't want to run over nobody.
Here's another one of your members coming in, Your Honor.
Huh?
One of your brothers.
Oh, yes. Come in, Brother Spears. Come in.
Howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, man. Howdy.
Did you get Charity to sign? What's the matter? Where did you get that black eye?
Huh? Oh, I run into the corner of the door last night.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I doggy, that is one, too, ain't
it? Yes, that's the same. Brother Spears, I want you to meet down at the Lodge Hall tonight at 7 o'clock. The Men's Protective Association is going to perform their first assistance to a brother in distress.
Yeah. Do what, Squire? I'm afraid I jumped the track there.
Well, we're all going to march over at my place, Grandpap, and demand that Elizabeth sign up for them rules. And we're going to carry torches. I know if she don't sign it, we're going to set fire to the house. Wait a minute here. That's part of my place. Better not do that.
Well, now, hold on a minute here, Squire. How long will it take to march over at Abner's place?
Oh, I don't know, Grandpap. Not long. Not over 30 minutes. She wouldn't dare oppose an organization of that size for long.
You don't think she would?
Well, no, no.
Well, I reckon you fellas could march over at my place then, too.
Over to your place?
Yeah. See, I tried to get Charity to sign it this morning, and, well, to be honest, man, I never got this black eye by running into no door.
Why, sure we'll march over there, Grandpap. We'll make them join. Aye, doggies, give us liberty or give us death. We'll fight them to the last bit.
Well, if this Protection Association works, we think they've got something there. Tonight we have a special announcement about a very special offer that'll be made just this once. Some months ago, Lum and Abner offered to send you a copy of their hilariously funny Jot-'em-Down Store Party Book. Well, thousands and thousands of you took advantage of their offer and were delighted with the party book. Now the publisher informs us that he has just a few thousand copies left. So, in all fairness, we can only promise copies to those who act promptly. First come, first served. The Jot-'em-Down Store Party Book actually contains 256 pages. One section of it is crammed with the world's best jokes, another section is loaded with quiz games, and there's still another part that tells you how to play lots of other party games. Games for grown-ups, games for children. And you get pictures of Lum and Abner themselves in this grand party book, and pictures of many of the folks in Pine Ridge. Cedric Weehunt, Squire Skimp, and others. And here's how to get your copy. Send your name and address, the top from a can or package of Postum, and 25 cents, preferably in stamps, to Lum and Abner, Battle Creek, Michigan. Stamps are safer, but if you must send a coin, be sure to wrap it securely or stick it to a card within the envelope. Remember, just send your name and address, one Postum top, and 25 cents in stamps to Lum and Abner, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States and is void in states having laws which restrict or tax the use of premium offers. And remember, this is your last chance to get the Jot'em Down Store Party Book. It's first come, first served, so better act tonight. And if the supply is exhausted before we get your request, we'll refund your money. Don't forget, friends, be with us next Monday evening at the same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, one fellow who rarely has others sticking their noses in his business is the beekeeper. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.